Long story short, I get an offer. It's like way low. And I'm like, you know what? I had to just cut my losses and we just took the offer. And at the end of the day, I had to come to the table with a little bit over north of $70,000 at the closing table.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Okay, so I want to talk about how I lost 70K plus back to back on two flips, like back to back closings. I had to come out of pocket 70K plus. It was brutal. It was miserable. They're not like writing those checks. So I'm going to tell you what I thought I did right. And then you'll figure out what I didn't do right and what I did wrong. You see all the shows on TV, right? It looks great. Hey, I'm flipping this house. The guy's, you know, making a killing and putting all these upgrades and all this stuff. And not that way. Okay. It actually takes some work. So I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I found this house in a great neighborhood, great part of town. And I'm like, this is going to be a good flip. The house is a little bit larger than most of the other houses and got a great price. It was not even listed yet. It was about to be listed. I'll tell you how I found it. It was in the MLS. I want to say coming up on the MLS, and I reached out to the agent and she said, hey, you know, I can't let you make an offer until it goes live. I said, okay, great. But I just started the rapport from the beginning. Used to be able to get some pretty decent deals off the MLS. I haven't tried it in a while. So right now it's super hot. So I don't know if you can get some good deals on the MLS, but that's how I found it, right? I found it on the MLS. And then I had some private money here locally that just from my networking, I was able to borrow the purchase price and the rehab money. So it was great. I was able to get that done. Now, when I did my comps, I'm like, great, this house is a little bit larger, great neighborhood, a little bit of busy road, but not too bad. And I'm like, I'm going to make a killing. I'm going to make $50,000, $60,000 on this house. Didn't work out that way. Number one mistake. I didn't tell anybody or ask for anybody's opinion about this kind of property. I never bought this particular house. It was a split foyer. If you guys are familiar with the houses in the 70s, maybe late 60s, 70s, they're called split level. You actually walk in. There's two different kinds, split level and split foyer. The split level, you walk in to the main area, kind of the top floor, and you have your living room, your kitchen, and maybe a couple of bedrooms. And then you walk downstairs. You kind of walk downstairs and there is like the downstairs area. It's kind of a split level. Like you're kind of in the middle in a way. You kind of can go up a little bit or down a little bit. That's how a split level is. A split foyer is a little bit different. You can definitely tell when you walk in, because when you walk into the property, you have a landing area that's about 7 by 7. I'm not sure how big the landing area is. And there you have to go up some stairs or you got to go down some stairs. So on the split level is a little different. You kind of walk into the main area and you might take 4 or 5 steps to go to the top area and then, or some steps to kind of go towards the bottom. So it's just the split levels are a little different. What I didn't know is people didn't like split foyers in this area. I had no idea. So when I looked for my comps, I just looked for two-story houses, et cetera. With a split foyer, when you walk downstairs, it feels like a basement because your windows, some of them are covered and there's no windows just because maybe it's really low to the ground or under the ground. Or sometimes the windows are like halfway or super close, a couple of feet. Well, not halfway, but a couple of feet off the ground. So it has a basement feel to it, okay? So that was my mistake. I didn't know how to comp it. I should have comped it with a split foyer. Start the rehab. And I remember the first day I left the property and my wife came over to kind of take a look at it, meet the construction crew. And there's this guy yelling in the bathroom, code red, code red. What the hell does code red? I don't know what the hell code red means, but he was yelling code red. My wife's texting me saying, hey, this guy's stuck in the toilet. I mean, there's water coming out. And if he moves, the water's just going to spray everywhere. So there could have been like some major, major leaks, right? Like, I mean, massive, massive leaks. The guys started demo without turning off the power. I mean, so if you're brand new, you might not think about turn off the power and turn off the water before you demo. You would assume that that's what everybody does. But again, there's this movie, Broken Arrow, and I think John Travolta comes out. I don't know. But I remember there's a scene in the movie, they're in a train, and the leader, the bad guy, is asking one guy, did you see him die? Did you see him? And the bad guy's like, no, I assumed that he was dead or something like that. And then the leader of the bad guy slaps him in the face and says, you know, assumptions are the mother of all fuck ups. So don't assume, don't assume. Anyways, so these guys are demoing without turning the power off, without shutting off the water, especially demoing the bathroom without shutting the water off. How dumb is that? It happens. So that was the very first experience, the first day we bought that house to start doing the rehab. So that was another issue. But anyways, we got finished pretty much on budget, maybe a little bit more. It wasn't too bad. And we put it for sale on the market, you know, at a pretty decent price, aggressive price. And we're like, okay, let's count the money. Let's see how the money's coming in. And a couple of, you know, you get a lot of showings the first couple of days, a little bit of feedback. Don't like the split foyer. Don't like the floor plan. Don't like the floor plan. I'm like, oh shoot. Got it under contract. It fell out of contract. Dropped the price. By that time, I've been holding on to this thing for like 6 months, you know, 4 months for the rehab and like 6 months in the market because it kind of been on and off the contract. So I'm holding this thing for 10 months. I'm like, holy crap. And I'm paying 12% interest on this sucker. I want to say it was closer to $300,000 nut there, you know, between the purchase and the rehab. So I'm coughing up about $3,000 a month, right? It's been 10 months. I paid $30,000. Thinking about making 50, 60. Now I'm like, shoot. And I dropped the price 20, 30, 50, 60. Long story short, I get an offer. It's like way low. And I'm like, you know what? I had to just cut my losses and we just took the offer. And at the end of the day, I had to come to the table with a little bit over north of $70,000 at the closing table. Why? Because I didn't do my research. As stupid as that sounds, I assumed, what did I say about assumptions earlier? I assumed because it was in a nice neighborhood and it was a larger house that it would sell for that particular price per square foot. But I didn't do my proper research, like for like or as possible. Split foyer. You know what the worst part about that is? That I bought two in that month that were both split foyers. And the other split foyer, I think I had to come out of pocket like $30,000. So that's not a bad story. But there was another one that I came up 70K-ish. So on that one right there, I'll might as well tell that story as well. Where I'm on a roll here. So I might as well tell that story. Nah, actually, you know what? I'm not going to tell a story. I'm going to save it for the next episode. So if you guys want to cut this out of the podcast, it's fine. So I'm going to continue again so we can kind of end it up somewhere. So 3, 2, 1. So that's how I lost 70K plus on my flip of a split foyer. I had two split foyers that I've done and the other one I lost 30K. Kind of similar situation. So, hey, you know, it's not all pretty. You're not always make money. Now I made some money, some good ones. I lost some money, some other ones, but this is the naked truth, right? So I'm telling you guys my story. Look at me right now. If you guys can see me on live, I'm 24 years old, but I'm looking like I'm 42 because I used to flip houses, right? I love saying that. You know, there's a lot of people that did it better than me and they definitely enjoy it, but they made a lot of mistakes and I want to help you guys not make those mistakes. As easy as these sound, right? Like, okay, you're a dumbass for overlooking that, but it happens. Cross your T's and dot your I's and have your checklist so you don't miss anything, right? Have your checklist, bam, 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 bam. Got it, done. And eventually we started doing some checklists and so we wouldn't jack it up anymore. I'll do another episode soon about how I lost another 70K on another property, a little bit different, but it was actually back to back. We paid 70K for this one and then 70K for the other one. So stay tuned. And this is The Naked Truth where I give it to you straight. You get it straight here.
Thank you everybody for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media. Instagram, Javier Hinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name. Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture. Send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review. And I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.